Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. I thank God for this privilege to be with you and spend a few moments with you, and I want to bring your attention to Psalm 43, 3 and 4. Hear the psalmist's prayer, and we see how God answered his prayer, and also that God will answer our prayer. Psalm 43, 3 and 4, easy to remember, 4, 3, 3, 4. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God my God. And we see he did send his light. In John 1 he says, he is the light that lights up every man. He is the light which lit our lives. In Psalm 18:28, he said, the Lord will lighten my life and enlighten my darkness. Without Christ, we are like a candle without a light. And he brings light into our life and hope. So he sent forth his light. And then he also sent forth his truth. In John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. And so we praise God. He sent his light. He sent his truth. And also when we confess our sins, invite Jesus, he sends us his Holy Spirit. He seals us with his Holy Spirit. And he also, it is a down payment. In 2 Corinthians 4:7, it is the excellent Spirit. And so we see when we allow him, he will lead us and guide us. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye. Truly, as you discover the word of God, it is so rich, so powerful. It is healing, uplifting, encouraging, giving us hope. So let us ask the Lord, Lord Jesus, give me a hunger and thirst. The more we know him, we'll enjoy him. And here he says, the psalmist says, then I will go up to this holy hill and worship you. And when you really discover the secret of worship, spending time with him, you will see more and more of his joy and peace and his glory. And it'll be a delight to serve the Lord. So let us ask the Lord, Psalm 43, 3 and 4, I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, truly, and on the harp I will praise you, O God my God. And when we bless him, one day he's going to present us to God the Father. And we often read that as a benediction in Jude. The last few verses, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, that he may present you with exceeding joy. Let us bless Jesus and honor him and represent him with joy on this earth, sharing the good news of Jesus, and that people will come to know him and live in the light of eternity. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.